June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 1-1 pitch to him is bounced gently left side. Tough play. Muncy hurries the throw over there in time to end the inning. Shohei Ohtani has to work hard in his first inning back on the mound. Padres get one.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Shohei is finally back on the bump.
Back on the bump for 28 pitches.
28?
It was a 28-pitch first inning. He allowed the one run, two hits, no walks, 28 pitches.
I know how many times he hit 100 miles per hour because of ESPN.
Got a notification out of it. It's like, this is the Shohei threw 100. It's the he had a bowel movement. It's like you do when you have a kid. It's like, oh, he finally went. Took 3 days. He finally went. That's what it was with Shohei.
His gambler went to jail.
His gambler
yesterday or something.
Yeah. He reported for federal prison yesterday. So he now knows it's. Now knows. All right, you took the fall. Now I can safely pitch again.
So this
did
is
you it. Leave the finals game for this?
Well, it was kind of at halftime, right? We had flipped over.
I didn't flip.
Okay, yeah. So I flipped over because Bobby had mentioned
I was dodging milk puke.
Yeah, but on the group chat, it mentioned something about Ohtani's about the pitch, or I got the notification, and they were talking about. You said that the scoreless Angels Yankees game. I flipped over to that, and in the middle, they were in the bottom of whatever it was, 10th or 11th, of a one zip game, and they flip away from that to go to Shohei's first pitch, and this was before the first pitch. He was just warming up, and they did a split screen. So they showed the split screen there, but this is an absolute different approach they're taking than we are with DeGrom. DeGrom has scaled back his miles per hour after, right? He's not throwing Jake DeGrom speed.
No, not what he typically has over the course of his career.
Second Tommy John, he has scaled back. Second Tommy John for Shohei, he is not. I mean, he threw over 100 miles an hour first start. It's like, we're going to go. We are going to go at this.
Boy, he had zero control over that sweeper he throws, though. That thing was all over the place. The fastball looked good. The fastball looked like an Ohtani fastball. The sweeper was... Man, the sweeper and the splitter both were. There was no telling where that ball was going to go when he threw it.
I get it. Rusty hasn't thrown a game. The last time Shohei pitched on a major league mound, the Rangers had never won a World Series. Still,
what?
So remember, it was late 2023 or 2023 when he last pitched. So that's a long time, man. That's a lot of time. I get being rusty, but I was a little surprised. And they let him air it out like that to get over 100. That is a little scary.
Jeez, so if you look over the course of his career, his four-seamer has averaged in various seasons 96-7, 93-8, 95-6, 97-3, and then the last time he pitched it was 96-8. Last night the average fastball velocity was 99-1. So, I mean, he was throwing it 3 miles per hour over his normal before surgery.
They used 7 pitchers in this game, the Dodgers, including our boy Kirby Yates, who got a 10-pitch save.
What type of season is he having?
His ERA is about 4. So not elite, but, he hasn't... I'm trying to think how many games. He's throwing his fair share of games. He's throwing plenty of games this year, but his ERA is right around 4.
Josh Smith has been selected as the American League Player of the Week. First time that he's won the award. First time a Rangers player has claimed the honor the entire season. They had one winner last season, Marcus Semien, during that stretch, Bobby, May 6th through the 12th. Smith, two home runs, three doubles, four runs batted in, four walks. He had more walks than strikeouts over the six-game week, leading AL batters in total bases, hits, and extra base hits. The OPS was the second highest mark in the American League, trailing only Evan Carter. So there it is, as you were talking about, June being carried by Josh Smith and Evan Carter, along with some positive trends from Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing Adolis Garcia, since he came back, is not chasing nearly as much. His strikeout rate has dropped. But yeah, this has been mainly Josh Smith and Evan Carter really kind of carrying things. And there's a rotation around it of other guys. We've talked about this, how they can't get everybody synced up. Guys are hitting well at points, and then somebody else will start hitting well. Well, then somebody drops off. That rotation's kind of still going on. It's just, if you stabilize it around two guys who are hitting consistently, like Evan Carter and Josh Smith, you can weather that a little bit more. But Josh Smith deserves a ton of credit for turning into a legit major league hitter, because the first 2 years I saw him here, I was like, that dude should never take the bat off his shoulder. He should be, Eddie Goodell?
Like Eddie Goodell, you need to just stand up there, Browns.
Take your four-pitch walk, and don't you dare take the bat off your shoulder.
Look, you can have two guys absolutely carry an offense if they come up at the right time. The unlucky part of that is when they're hot and they always come up with nobody on base. That's the unlucky part of that. But if you can get a stretch where they're coming up constantly with guys on base, that's how you sustain these long, prolonged winning streaks.
Back in action tonight, 6:30 pregame on this radio station. We are your official home for Rangers baseball. They're going to be taking on Seth Lugo, who looks like he's gotten some bad luck this year. He's got a 3-5 record, but a 3.18 ERA. Jack Leiter and his 3.88 will be out there on the mound. But they're getting the Royals at a good time. They've lost six in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. They're fourth in the American League Central. The Rangers are in third. They're five games back. But former general manager Jim Bowden says they're coming back to win this thing on Sirius.
They're going to get back on track and win this division. And I know you're saying, what?
Really?
They're 33-36. Oh, what am I talking about? They're going to win the division. They are.
Really?
Now, let's talk about their pitching for a minute, and I'll get to the hitting, right? They lead the American League in team ERA with a 3.17 ERA. That's right. They've gone past the Tigers. They have the best team ERA. They can pitch. They can play defense, okay? This team is too good not to hit. Now, we have to say, okay, is this team declining? Is this team not as good as we thought? Or did they just get off to a slow start? Steve, I'm going with the latter. I believe in Langford and Seager and Garcia and Evan Carter and Berger's power and Josh Jung at third base, who's only going to get better. I think this team is going to really turn things around between now and the end of the season. And I think the Rangers are going to start to believe. And whether Beyonce's singing that song or anybody else, I don't think there's any doubt they're coming.
Okay. Hey, look.
What song?
I don't know. That's why I was like, what the hell is he talking
about?
No
idea what he's talking about.
Which Beyonce, does Jim Bowden have better pop culture references than and knowledge than we do?
He might. He's got worse hair.
Yeah, well,
is that is that hair?
It's Mark Davis hair,
or is that a Marv?
Ooh, could be a Marv.
Looks like a Marv to me.
A Marv. They do face. They will look. They're pitching wise. He's absolutely right. Their offense has to come around. If the offense has to come around, then all this is moot. They make a deal. Maybe they make a deal and they get a bat. I don't know what bat's going to be out there for them to get. Bobby's mentioned Marcelo Ozuna as a name that's possible. Somebody that you would want to get, but they do face Bubic in this one, and he has been fantastic, although he's lost his last two starts. One of them, he lost one zip, so not a loss. And then he got roughed up by the Yankees a little bit, five earned over 4 1/3. But other than that, he has been absolutely phenomenal this year. The Rangers get him in the second game of this series coming up against the Royals. It is Diamond Cavs.
You got one more thing to add?
Yeah, just real quick. I had, and the thought of them like winning the division, when Thad Levine came on with us last week and was like, well, hey, they're in a position to where they've got a chance to come back and win this division. They're hardly out of this thing. And Bowden saying that, I talked about this with Sean during the break at One Point Shop. Do you know how far back they were when they made that trade for Hamels at the deadline? 2 months before the end of the season. How far back they were in the division.
5.5?
9 games out, and they won.
Stunned.
I didn't even remember them coming back from 9 games out in the final 2 months of the season.
Wow.
And so, I mean, they're definitely not that far away from it. This is a team that, if you look at the Pythagorean expectation, yeah, they're tops in the division.
Okay. Very nice. Diamond Cavs here at 105 through the Fan. They list Chris Young as one of the 7 general managers under the most pressure to make a deal this trade deadline. And, you know, they're 26th in runs scored. DeGrom and the pitching staff dominating. Evan Carter hitting .387 in June. Obviously, Wyatt Langford, they say, getting better. And Marcus Semien obviously has been on a bit of a heater since the, you know, what, May 25th, 26th-ish. Hitting much better. He's raised his average about 30 points at that time. So if that were to happen, you know, they bet on a turnaround last summer. Are they going to bet on a turnaround again this year? One other thing about the Devers deal we talked about yesterday, and the return they got was just not very good. But this really, really hacked me up. There's a theory out there that they traded him because the contract that was just purchased by their ownership group regarded an EPL soccer team. So the Fenway Sports Group owns Liverpool, and they just purchased the contract of some, you know, of a soccer player, Florian Wirtz.
Sure. Yep.
Right? Could they, you know, you could have named him anything. I wouldn't know.
Yep.
If this is true, they got to ban this ownership group for the sport. When you agree, when the other owners agree to take you into their sport, that has to be your top priority. That sport, that team has to be your top priority. If you're trading the guy because you happen to have other interests in other sports in other countries, big problem with that. They cannot allow that. Each individual sport, when you agree to become an owner, they need to mandate that that is your top priority.
There's a little bit of a, I don't know, there is a, I scoffed at it earlier. I guess some of the reports yesterday were that some anonymous executives were like, this is like the Luka trade, which I think is a little much because Devers is not Luka. But how people were like, were you hacked? No way Devers got traded. Then you start hearing the way the Red Sox talk about it, and it's like, okay, well, maybe they're like similar to the Mavericks. Craig Breslow yesterday said, I do think there's a real chance that it's season end. We're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have. So they viewed him straight like cancer to winning.
They did.
They were just like, you got to get out of here.
He would not take ground balls at first. He would not take ground balls at third. He refused to do anything. They said he did not live up to his responsibilities.
Whose side do you take?
Well, look, I mean, if your boss asks you to do something, you kind of have to do it. Like, that's just how it works, you know?
How sports works.
What's that?
How sports works.
Well, it's in life. If your boss asks you to do something, you do it. Like, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
The amount of money he was paid, one of the reports yesterday, I guess, said that they were like, the expectation is when you're paid that amount of money, you fall in line to an extent. We gave you your money. We showed you our belief in you. Now you need to do that. So, yeah.
Is it like getting paid huge NBA money and then getting put, you're the sixth man now? I know you're still starting, but you're getting moved all over.
You're moved all over.
And you're not being put in the position you thought.
But isn't it like he gets put
right
at, this would be more like you're put at sixth man, and then they're like, we want to make you a starter again. And you're like, no, you told me to be a sixth man.
Or tackle to guard.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah,
or guard to tackle if you don't want to play that spot.
Do you blame an established NFL veteran? Like, if Zach Martin was like, I don't want to play tackle.
I guess I side with the Red Sox because I used to blame Michael Young for asking out for trades every time he wanted to switch, or every time they asked him to switch position. I was like, no, you need to go. And so to be consistent, I guess I would side with the Red Sox on that.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what Devers is saying. Like, you signed me. And now I guess what the issue would be is that this GM didn't sign him. But look, it's still, you become the GM. You take on the responsibilities of the general manager. And you also take on all the debt. Take on the debt of the other team, of the old guy.
Diamond Cavs on your official home of the Rangers with Sean Trafar, Jay Choppy, and Bobby Belt. We got Peyton running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's go commercial free with the Expressway. We got Ask Reddit at 7:40. And what are the biggest quarterback questions for everyone inside the NFC East? That and another music ticket giveaway for you. Turning it on, leaving it on, next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, Metroplex. We're commercial-free in the expressway. We're going to ask Reddit, Brian Broaddus' favorite segment, at 7:40. We have an Outlaw Music ticket giveaway for you. Turning it on, leaving it on, you're appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Thanks for joining the program. The biggest quarterback questions around the National Football League as we take about 6 weeks off before training camp and specifically focusing on the East.
Yep. So over at ESPN, Dan Graziano has the 32 quarterback questions for all 32 teams. And before we jump into this list, I'm curious. I know you've mentioned this on the air before that you're like, yeah, what's Graziano bringing to the table? Now, so have you come around any? I feel like he's been involved in some better stories over the last year or so.
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
no. He's the Chris Broussard of the National Football League. And I think Chris has more of a track record of breaking stories.
Oh, that hurts. Calling somebody a Chris Broussard is
best. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, last night, I know everyone's scared to say it. Like, I never watch games on mute, all right? I'm not, like, bitter Michael Lombardi, where every announcer is a moron.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I was doing something else as well while having the game on. I can't listen to that broadcast very long. They are so freaking corny. And again, these are guests that have been on the show. Dan Graziano, Mike Breen, but I can't listen to it. Doris Burke is so cheesy. She's the corniest of all. And then Mike Breen, like, sang a music lyric. It's just so cheesy and so corny. I cannot do it. I'm sure that's going to be written about. Barrett Sports Media will get me for saying that, like they did us with Roy McIlroy.
All right, so let's look at the biggest question facing each quarterback room in the NFL, and we'll take it through the NFC East lens. Do you want to start with the Dallas Cowboys, or do you want to start with the rivals here?
Let's go Cowboys.
All right, kicking things off with the Dallas Cowboys. The top question, and it's a little bit probably easy to guess, and it's which version of Dak Prescott will we get this season? It says the Cowboys hope it's the healthy version. Prescott has played 6 fully healthy seasons in his 9-year NFL career, and the Cowboys won the NFC East in 4 of those seasons. That's the old choppy line that when the quarterback's healthy for the Cowboys, they're generally in the playoffs. If they're not in the playoffs,
won a championship.
It's usually because the quarterback got hurt. Even after losing Prescott to a hamstring injury midway through last season, Dallas still managed to finish 7-10. Prescott is expected back healthy to start training camp, and the team added George Pickens to pair with CeeDee Lamb and expand Prescott's options in the passing game. If the post-Zach Martin offensive line holds up the way the Cowboys expect, Dallas has plenty of reason to think it can contend with Philadelphia and Washington in the NFC East. And we're going to do it 7:40. I've got some over-unders for you guys. For the Cowboys this season.
And when?
At 8:40. And one of these will focus on Dak Prescott and what kind of output we potentially expect from him. But ahead of that.
He said 7:40, right? Peyton, you're laughing.
He said 7:40.
I was the only one.
I mean, okay. I screwed it up. I'm a screw up.
Oh, no, I get it. No, you want to call on everyone else. You'll make your faces and you call G-Bag and your laundry list for Zach and worst take. Yeah, hold everyone accountable.
Yeah, because that's you guys. That's not me. Me, I'm not supposed to be called that. You know what it is? No. Okay, all right. I said 7:40. I meant 8:40 below the belt.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan. Bobby Belch admits he was wrong without any buts or caveats.
Nice job, Bobby.
Nice job, Pepe. Okay, so.
This is brother over. Come on, let's go.
All right, I said it.
By the way, in Dak's 8 games last year, his QBR was?
He generally has a floor of around 62, so.
I think it was like 39, though.
45.
Oh.
It was not good last year.
It was a 45 QBR. Let me just remind you, because, again, Bobby Hagelin don't want to let go of the beginning of the season. And I understand why they were getting their ass kicked. He threw for .133. Well, actually, did they start? They started with Cleveland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
179 in a win. 293 with 2 picks. 379 against Baltimore. That might have been garbage yards. They were getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
With 2 touchdowns, no picks. 221 against the Giants. 2 touchdowns, no picks. 2 touchdowns against Pittsburgh with 2 interceptions as well. And then 178 against Detroit, 243 against San Fran, 133 against Atlanta, season over.
Yeah, he did not play well even when he was healthy. And to me, that's the biggest question, is that when Graziano says, which version are they getting? To me, that is the question. But the question is, are you getting the healthy version or
not? That's all it is. It's all about health.
Well, how much are you attributing health to the first 8 terrible games? Not terrible, but that QBR is terrible.
Right. He didn't play well.
That's not a health excuse.
He didn't play well early in the season. I think, and at the time we had talked about this, that a lot of it, I think, was he had zero confidence in the offensive line in front of him. I think this year he's going to feel like the offensive line is going to be able to protect better. Now, that's still on Dak to manage and work around it, but it felt like he just didn't have the trust in what was in front of him blocking, and what it caused was it caused him to play poor. It caused him to rush through things that he typically doesn't. So to me, I think the offensive line is going to be improved, and if he's healthy, I think he's going to play really well. It's just a question of, does he stay healthy or not? For me, anyway.
That's a lot. I mean, that's all it is for me, too. Is he healthy? If the offensive line is good, Dak has shown that when the O-line is good, he's generally a good quarterback. In a related story, everybody else is in the league, too. I mean, that's the number one thing for a quarterback is your O-line good? And if it is, you're generally having a good season.
The 32 questions for 32 quarterback situations in the NFL from Dan Graziano over at ESPN. The Philadelphia Eagles, we'll jump over to them now. How will the Eagles' annual coordinator change affect Jalen Hurts this time? The 22 Eagles reached the Super Bowl with Shane Steichen as the offensive coordinator, but then Steichen got hired away. Hurts and the Philly offense regressed badly under Brian Johnson in 2023. Then Kellen Moore was brought in last season, built one of the all-time great run games, and won the Super Bowl as a result. But now Moore is the coach of the Saints, and Kevin Petullo has been promoted to offensive coordinator. Underestimating Hurts is clearly a foolish endeavor at this point, but he and the team are surely hoping things go better than they did the last time they promoted from within to fill the coordinator spot. I'm curious. Bits aside, and my own Kellen bit aside, I mean, I really do like him as a coach, but obviously I'm trying to like dig at McCarthy every time I do that. But how much credit do you give Kellen Moore for what we saw in Philly last year versus just you were attached to the project, dude?
I mean, look, Philadelphia's been really good for several years with or without Kellen. Now, they won the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and Hurts was, you know, generally pretty good.
He was definitely reined in, though. Mm-hmm. He was definitely scaled back.
So, you know, I mean, it's...
He threw for 3,700 and 3,900 yards the years before. Last year, 2,900.
Oof.
Bobby's 17 game season. Bobby, well, if he played 15, but still, I get it. My question to y'all was going to be, how have you changed your mind about Hurts after the ring? The QBR was a 65 last year. The years prior, 61 and 68.
Look, I mean, he's always been a really good quarterback, but he's always had a ceiling. I think he's tough as hell.
How do you feel about him as a thrower is my main question.
I think he's a good thrower. Yeah, I think there's a limitation there. I think he's a good thrower. I don't know if there's anything. I think if he has to throw, he can throw. I wouldn't, like, obviously, the running is a major part of his game, and that's a major threat, and that's what allows him maybe to throw. This is the one problem that a lot of quarterbacks are going to have who use their legs is as they age, you know, do they progress as passers enough to be able to deal with it? Like, Dak doesn't use his leg nearly as much as he did as a young quarterback.
Right. I mean, yeah, he just
basically
can't
at all.
Yeah, I mean, he can't. I guess I view Hurts as, I don't know. I view him as he's a good player. I think he could, if you ask him to do everything, I think he can get you to the playoffs and he can't win you the Super Bowl. I think he can be present for the Super Bowl and be an asset. But if he's
Wait. Doesn't he have all-time Super Bowl numbers?
No.
His best game has been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had one of the best games in a loss, like, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason Kelce. He ran for 3 touchdowns. I'm talking about him as a passer. But here's the thing, is that when you watch Hurts play, I think that...
Look up his Super Bowl numbers.
No, you can look him up. I mean, he was good against Kansas City the first time. It was not like this prolific 400-yard passing game. But if you look at, I think that when I say that he can be present for it, I'm saying if you're asking him to ride, if you're riding everything on Jalen Hurts and you don't have a Barkley running game, whatever else, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
They're just not, he can't do that. He can be present for it, but there's clearly got to be, it's within certain lines that he's successful and what he can be. But I think he's a good passer. I just don't think he's a difference maker at quarterback.
He was pretty bad in that Super Bowl loss. He was only 27 to 38 for 304, touchdown, 75 yards rushing. I mean, that's pretty buns.
I mean, if we're talking about in terms of, like, carrying the team as a passer, it wasn't enough, and he wasn't.
It was 304 yards passing.
304 yards passing on 38 attempts. Like, I mean, that's not like a prolific push-the-ball downfield performance.
That's fair. It's not 12 an attempt, but it's still pretty good.
And last year? Do you have it?
Last year,
by the way, is weighing in to probably try to upset Bobby.
Hit me.
I can't believe how bad McCarthy made Dak play last year.
Last year, Bobby. Last year, 221 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, 72 rush yards. So he had only 293 total.
The biggest quarterback questions in the East and around the NFL here on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, do we want the Commies or do we want the Giants next?
Commanders.
All right,
the Giants even have a quarterback.
Right. Let's go to the Washington Commanders next. Will we be talking about Jaden Daniels in the MVP race this season? Well, I think that's missing the question right there. It says the second pick of the 24 draft, Daniels was a revelation as a rookie, leading the Commanders all the way to the NFC title game. Washington added Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. It kept the coaching staff together, and now Daniels enters his second season with high hopes to go even further. Will the league figure out Daniels in year two, or will he build on his historic rookie season and establish himself as one of the NFL's elites right away? I think framing it through the lens of, are we talking about him as an MVP candidate? Misses the mark, because I think the bigger question for Washington right now is, the reality is a lot of what he did early on did mirror what RG3 did early on. And it's the question to me is more just, should be framed through the lens of, is the league going to figure him out? Because I think that's the greater concern. It's not just like, is he just going to be good or is he going to be an MVP? No, it's like, it's more like, is the league going to start figuring out ways to work around him? But he was fantastic last year.
What is the trend on second-year quarterbacks, right? Because I think we're used to saying there's a step back, a drop-off. I think that's why you were not as high on Houston last year.
Stroud, I mean, I thought you were going to have a drop-off of some kind. Just the league catches up. Year two is the year, because the league catches up. They figure you out, and then it's up to you to adjust.
Yeah,
have they figured out Hurts? I was hoping that his game was figure-outable, Aaron Rodgers, and it doesn't feel like it. Not that he's dissecting and picking apart defenses with his arm, but they definitely didn't figure out Lamar.
Yeah,
have figured out from a passing standpoint to some degree.
So I think they figured out Hurts, and then there was an adjustment. So, like, if you like Hurts and the Eagles adjusted and changed up his game, because he was asked. I mean, you look at the year before, 2023, he threw 538 passes. Last year, he threw 361. Like, I mean, we're talking about 200 fewer pass attempts that he had. And if you look at his progression, first 3 years, relatively efficient. His QBR peaked. Then in that 23 season, he threw 15 picks. He was not nearly able to take advantage of some of the things that he had the year before. And then they reined him in and figured out, all right, let's work within this context. Daniels, I think, is you.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Unique, because he presents such an issue with the way that he can threaten with his legs that it gives so many different softer looks.
And there's no way he is going to be as dumb running as RG3 was. Robert refused. To be like Russell Wilson, who was the smartest slider that I've ever seen. Ervion on Twitter says, let Bobby know Hurts is number one in Super Bowl history for completion percentage and has the highest EPA per dropback as well. So yeah. I'm just reading Twitter.
No, I know. And this is why it's like, again, if you're looking at it from an efficiency standpoint and the things that he did in there, like, yeah, those games, especially when they got up early on Kansas City on this last one, he played well. It's just, again, it's not like he's not the greatest Super Bowl performer of all time like people try to talk about. Like, that's what Kelce's tried to say. The greatest Super Bowl performance of all time. No, there's like 8 of them that were better at quarterback than that one. So that's the Washington setup. There were a couple other questions from around the league that stood out in this one.
What about the Giants?
Oh, the Giants. I totally forgot about them like the rest of the league did. Can the Giants resist Jackson Dart temptation all season?
Every year,
it seems like there's at least one team telling us it wants to sit its rookie quarterback as long as possible, all year if necessary. The Giants signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston to make double sure they didn't do it. It says, but the reality is it rarely works out. Last season, the Patriots were starting Brissett, and ultimately they put Drake May in. Unless the Giants are scoring points and winning games, it feels inevitable that they reach a point where it's time to see what Dart can do, which will be absolutely nothing, because that dude is not a very good football player.
Play him.
I agree.
You know what Russell Wilson is at this point. He's an old man. Jameis is fun, right?
Jameis can also be a perfect backup. He's not going to get ticked off and be like, why aren't I next up here?
Absolutely.
He's too busy worrying about giving New York Apple tours.
Right. If you make Russ the backup, Russ, I think, I get that Russ might be a pain in the butt. You know, Jameis is not going to be a pain in the butt.
Who are the I'm trying to think, who are the success stories of sit for a full year or two.
And Mahomes.
Mahomes was
the obvious one.
But again, Mahomes was. See, that's the that's the question. Is Mahomes and Rodgers just Mahomes and Rodgers?
Right.
Or did sitting somehow? Chad Pennington sat for 2 years and then felt like, all right, he came on and he was ready to play.
Brady,
yeah, he sat for a year and a half and he was kind of forced into it. That wasn't a plan. It was more just like he's not the best player. But yeah, I think of Rodgers, I think of Pennington and those sort of examples. But I mean, you do have the immediate impact right away from a rookie quarterback has shifted dramatically. Baker was successful right away. Jaden Daniels was successful right away. CJ Stroud right away. Because the concepts between college and the NFL have blurred so much that the learning curve isn't the same a lot of times.
Eli sat for half a season.
And was awful when he came on the field.
Yep. God, who else is number one? Rivers probably sat.
Rivers sat the whole first year under Brees.
Goff, I don't know. He only played a handful of games his first year. I don't remember if he sat.
NFL questions or the one burning question for every quarterback room in the NFL from Dan Graziano. We got a couple others that are outside of this, and some of these are just bizarre or potentially fascinating. This is the one that I couldn't get over. Chicago's question, is it already now or never for Caleb Williams?
Oh, my God.
And who came? This is ESPN?
This is Graziano specifically.
Oh.
But, yeah, is it already now or never for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears? Dan Graziano writes that this is a little bit dramatic, okay? He says, well, no, Williams was the number one pick in the draft and has two fully guaranteed seasons plus an option year on his contract. Even if this year is a disappointment, Williams is likely to get more chances. But it's also fair to say the honeymoon period was very short and is officially over.
Stupid.
Now, here's the only thing I would say. Is the honeymoon period potentially over just because of the comments that were made this offseason or that came out?
No.
If people were upset about that?
No. I mean, I don't live in Chicago, but no.
To me, it's a genuine... Everything that Caleb Williams had said was correct, except for apparently the coaching thing, if you ask Matt Eberflus. But otherwise, I thought that all of that was the same. There's another question on here that I don't understand at all. Could the Falcons go back to Kirk Cousins without a Penix injury? If the Falcons were to go back to Cousins this year before like any sort of an issue with Penix, like if he had an injury or some other thing, that's an organization that needs to be just blown up, their entire organizational structure. Because when you publicly did to Kirk Cousins what you did, not saying he didn't deserve to have it swapped out.
Yeah.
But when you make that move, and if you were to go back, not even give him a full season, a guy who's already 26 or whatever he is in Penix, to work through that a little bit and become the starting quarterback, that feels like just organizational malpractice.
The Falcons, I think, are a really bad organization.
Yeah,
they are.
That's what it seemed like.
They, I mean, look, think of this. Whoever is it? Is it Fontenot that's been there forever or Rich McKay?
Yeah, Rich McKay's with the league now.
Okay, so this was a Lombardi thing maybe it was Fontenot. He'd been there since like 2004, and he's going into last year, he was five games.
It's Fontenot.
Yeah, five games over 500 in that time, and whatever they did last year would have altered that. And it's like, who in the league, other than Jerry, is still the GM or in charge of the organization when over a 20-year stretch you're basically 500? It doesn't make sense. And you had Matt Ryan for half that time.
So there it is, a big fat football breakfast sandwich with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney text line, always open. And this is the number to call as well, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053 to win this.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Tolos, that's right. Right now, call the number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival on July 5th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Are the NBA Finals now over? Back to that at 8 o'clock. Another music ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Tuesday at 7:40. We do Ask Reddit, not Below the Belt, as I teased about 15 minutes ago by accident. We do Ask Reddit every week at this time, and we get your thoughts on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. You can also weigh in on the Twitch and on the YouTube, and we'll kick around some of these questions in the studio as well. RJ Choppy.
Bobby Belt.
We're going to lead off with you. Forget your favorite. What is your most hated animal?
Cats.
This doesn't have to be a domesticated animal either. You just have beef with some animal that exists in the wild.
Well, I got some beef with elephants.
Why?
I don't know. Just they got like, you know, they got this trunk. They're just showing off their trunk.
You're offended by their memories.
I have trunk envy. You know, they're just walking around all day. A little hairy. Everybody says they're
sounds
so
like Sarah's drawer.
I know, right? everyone says they're so smart. How do I know? What's the SAT score?
Yeah.
You know, true. Who gave them the brains?
It's because they go and shake those trees
yeah.
to drop the coconuts or whatever
yeah.
is up there. I think my family is slowly trying to work on me for a cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It'd be great for your if you have a snake problem. They're great. It'd
be great for my allergies, too. Be fantastic. That's when my allergies started, when we had to inherit my grandmother's cats. Never had allergies before that.
Dude, cats, they have...
And they're biatches.
Yes. Yeah. Their personality is like, yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, they're very defiant. Like, they think they run stuff. I can't do cats because, like, my allergy... That's the worst allergy I have is cats. The answer for this one for me is easy. I never understand watching videos that go viral of people like trying to feed a raccoon or handle a raccoon or something. Those are mean, nasty, just awful little animals that will, they're not the whole little, they're just as afraid of you as you are of them. Nope. They're not afraid of me at all.
Muskrat's worse. No, not a muskrat. I'm sorry.
Meerkat?
Possum.
Oh, possum.
Possums are
frightening.
And they're gross.
They're gross.
Like, they're just nasty. But they will generally... I feel like possums, at least, they'll run from you occasionally. Or they'll do the play dead thing.
Yeah.
Raccoon, if you see one, it's like, what? And it'll charge at you. It'll aggress. And that's not just the rabies ones. Man, I would. Those things are terrifying. Peyton, what is your most hated animal?
Real quick, one here on the Fantech 641 says most hated animal, his ex-wife. So there you go there. my most hated is, it's easy, it's the kangaroo. You can't find a video out there that they're not trying to square up and fight someone. Yeah. They're always mean, they're always tough. It's like, just hop around with your little, you know, pouch and the baby out front, you know, on your stomach. Just be nice and cuddly and sweet. But they're always mean, man. They're buff too, man. They're units.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
The hell?
Snake, easy answer. That's why I got Tolo Joe to install my snake fence. Solved my issues and problems. I wanted to start reading the Bible to figure out why God put snakes on the earth. Any type of snake, no matter what, terrified snake. I wish they were eradicated.
Did you hate them before, or was it when they got into your backyard where you were like...
No. Always. Like... My dad found a black snake at his house a couple weeks ago, and I was like, let's not stay around there. Like, I don't even want to stay at the house. And I know there has to be some snakes here and there, but
sure.
It's in my mind. It's in my brain.
Some of the answers that we're getting from the listeners, Gregory on the YouTube says skunks. And over on the Twitch, we've got Poppy Gordo 22 says hyenas. Mike X Cowboy says wasps. We're doing
ants
right here.
Ants too, man.
Which one?
Ants. I'm scared to let my girl, I want her, like, you know, barefoot, backyard, play like a kid. I'm like, she's going to step in an ant pile.
Dude, nothing
she's going to see that, think it's a sandcastle, start playing with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you're, like, you blind step into an ant pile and you just start walking. You're like, my foot kind of burns. What is that?
Or
it's like, oh my gosh. And then you look down and it's just covered. It's the worst. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. This one came up in our meeting yesterday. Peyton Russell, what's the first song you remember hearing?
This is going to show my age. It really is. I was thinking about this because I was like, okay, it can't be a song from like the 80s or maybe even 90s because, like, you know, I was born in 96, but I wasn't really listening to music till probably early 2000s. And so this one I thought of, and I kind of still listen to it today.
Oh my God.
Lord.
It's still a bop. This was before I had any kind of iPod or MP3 player. This was on a CD disc, CD player.
How old is the song? 16, 17 years?
No, 2002, 2003. Damn, it's over 20 years.
I'm losing perspective on time in a bad way.
This is a good song, though.
Chop, you got a song you remember first hearing?
I do, and it was proud of. I was proud of myself because I gave Peyton another song I'm sure he's never heard of before. But I remember my mom used to say every time the song would come on MTV back in like 1985 or whatever, or four, that I would go right in front of the TV and play listen to this song. This is the absolute first one I remember hearing, you all know it, and Peyton doesn't. Van Halen, not Van Hagar. Van Halen, no, old school.
No, this is a great song. I mean, I don't hate the Van Hagar era as much
either.
As
there's
other people do.
Albums.
There's a lot of people who hate it, but I actually enjoy them, and I enjoy this song. Though this is obviously the Van Halen era. Sean, you got one?
Not really. I always try to go back to like the first movie maybe I watched with my mom, with like Pretty Woman, maybe. Like,
Pretty Woman. What year was it? That was 93. I think something like that.
I don't know if I'm trusting you in years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. Oh, man. I thought Pretty Woman was an 80s movie.
No, I got my first movie, but no, first song, you know, I remember what I first got into, like Spin Doctors.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Two Princes. Huh?
Spin Doctors, that album. Love that.
Dude, everybody mixes up Spin Doctors and then the Third Eye Blind song, Semi Charmed Life. Like, they think they, Two Princes and Semi-Charmed Life
Pretty Woman
are the
1990,
same song.
So I would have been 9.
Damn, I missed it again. All right, my answer here, my dad, like, had a whole bunch of old
Mr.
music.
Mr. Genre over here at his wife's birthday party. My wife loves controlling the music and putting together playlists. So she made a 90s playlist for Bobby's wife's party. And Bobby's sitting on the couch, and he goes, this song, like, Bobby's isms kicks in. He goes, this is technically, like, came out in January of, like, 2000. So, and then he said it to me.
So
and I don't remember whether I repeated it to her. He just said it to her, and she goes, shut the hell up, Bobby. Shut up.
She's like, nobody cares. Nobody cares about what
like,
day you remember.
Like January 2000. But that was Bobby's isms kicking in. So that made me think of that since you're getting these years wrong now.
My answer here, first song you remember here, my dad collected a ton of like old music because he was a DJ. And so this was the very first song I remember hearing and loving as a kid.
Right, John's alley.
Little Anthony and the Imperials. The song.
Day and night.
Yes.
Night
right
and
here.
Day. I know all the oldies. Yep.
This is a great song. Oh, yeah. I can play this all the time still. It's fantastic. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif, if all men had to be brutally honest for 24 hours, what would women be shocked to learn?
Oh, man.
Don't give away too many of our secrets
here. Yeah. This will not apply to RJ Choppy, but maybe that you're just not thinking about, this is as you get older, you're not thinking about it or craving it all the time. Now that's an age thing.
That's an age thing.
Pepe is probably still there. I think that would probably shock and surprise many women.
I think for me, it's probably just if they saw no context, some of the depraved things that go through our head or some of the messed up ways that we think. And it's not even, I think they would be like, oh my gosh, you would do that? It's like, no, I would never do that. It popped into my head. Yeah. I can't control it.
No, sometimes I think things and it scares myself to where I'm like, why am I having that thought? Like, it makes me terrified that when I lose my memory or my faculties or, you know, control of myself 70, 75, that I'm going to get locked up for something.
Right, because
I'll have the thought and I'm like, that's the thought that someone depraved would have.
Right.
Right, but, yeah, because I'll be first a bit like, I'll be sitting in traffic. And I'm like, there better be an accident up there.
Yeah.
There better be. There better be carnage. And it's like, I really don't mean that.
I better
like,
see someone being flown out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see Jaws of Life. What do you got, Chop?
I think they would be shocked that we really have zero opinions. We don't care.
About what?
Anything. Look, first, for me, I don't care. Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this desk for the house? What do you think of this couch? What do you think of this outfit I'm wearing? I don't know. I don't care.
Mm.
Or I would say this, that when a man says, I don't care,
I don't
he
think
does,
that would surprise them, would it?
I think they want us to care.
Oh, they want us
they
to.
They want us to care.
So that when my wife says, I don't care, I know she really cares about something and I need to find out what it is on my own. When I say I don't care, I legitimately mean I don't care. And I think that might be what surprised them. Like, wait, they don't genuinely, they're not just concealing something out of being kind, where it's like, no, just don't have an opinion. Peyton, what's something, if men had to be brutally honest for 24 hours, what would women be shocked to learn?
Look, just because I'm not talking to you at that very moment doesn't mean I'm mad at you or that I don't like you anymore. It's just I don't want to talk.
Yes.
That's it. I just want to sit there and kind of just think to myself or watch whatever's on TV. Sometimes I just want to be on my phone, but I can be right next to you. And I don't want to call it, you know, awkward silence. Like, we're together. In my situation, you know, we're basically married at this point. Like, it's not weird. It's just I just don't want to talk right now.
Yesterday in our post-show meeting, as we had to wait for Gavin Spittle again, I know he's listening, so that's my message through the microphone. It's just 10 minutes of dead silence. I didn't feel uncomfortable. No one else felt uncomfortable. We're just yapping our mouths for 4 or 5 straight hours, and Tim Collins, our other boss, was in there, and we were all just dead quiet because you don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk.
You know, I met with Wild Fork Foods the other day.
Well.
And the manager goes, man, how do you guys talk for so long and this and not be exhausted? I had an hour long. I said, can you call my wife? Can you call my wife right now? Because, and again, it sounds stupid because we're sitting here in dream jobs, as Tolo Krisnavar lectured us about the other day. But the energy expended in having to be on for the four and a half straight hours, like you're like performing in a way, yeah. And then you go home, they don't want to hear that.
No.
They do not want to hear. It's like the other night she got on me. Why you have the scowl reading the computer at 6 or 6:30 every night? I'm like, because I'm dealing with two kids and I don't want to think about topics. I don't want to read and think every single night for two and a half hours before this 3-hour game that I have to sit here through. I know. Small world problems, right? Small work
personal
problems,
baby.
But they don't want to hear it. No one can really understand.
Some of the answers we get over on the Twitch, DFW Dad says, we're always checking them out. We've got another one here, 214. Yeah, we really are thinking about boobs all the time. So you got those. Is it rapid or you want to do one more real fast?
We can save it for K&C.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. Every single Tuesday during the commercial-free expressway with a Tolo ticket hookup and giveaway as well. Our way of saying thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. Was anyone playing solitaire during the NBA Finals last night? Next on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.